Happy Halloween time! I'm Roz Hernandez. I'm a comedian and the host of the paranormal comedy podcast, Ghosted by Roz Hernandez, produced by Starburns Audio. On my podcast, I talk to famous people, comedians, experts, and listeners about all things paranormal. We're talking Ouija boards, poltergeists, aliens, psychics, demons, Bigfoots, and of course, ghosts. My podcast is weekly all year long, and I've got over 3 years of episodes currently available for all your spooky needs. Recent guests include Patton Oswalt.
But it felt like the minute I walked away from the monitors and I couldn't see anything, that's when the ghost started moving around.
Naomi Ekperigin.
A ghost isn't like somebody, it's not like a return. It's like somebody who was like, I don't feel like leaving.
And Chris Colfer.
Whatever it was slowly just disappeared. And that's when I knew, oh, that was not a person.
Subscribe to Ghosted by Roz Hernandez on Apple Podcasts and everywhere you get podcasts.
Go. Say it. Say it.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone.
Mean it. Say it again.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone.
No, not sexy, like real.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone.
Nailed it.
Charles. Hey, buddy. Get him. We're inviting him on the knee.
Oh, what's your name? What's your name?
Who is this guy?
So you got you some Chinese food?
Yeah. Are there restaurants outside of, like, hot bars at a grocery store that you pay by the pound?
Ooh.
This isn't one, but okay. I felt like I ate an amount.
No, not that I'm aware of, but we've talked about your $30 salad. I've been in that tax bracket before.
Yeah, that's when you get to like the hot bar or something and you fuck around. But like a restaurant that's like...
Well, I mean, barbecue. Like a lot of barbecue spots sell their
meat
by the pound.
You order by weight.
Uh-huh. And a lot of times, you know, it's not... You'd say, give me a pound, and then they weigh it. And they're like, it's a pound and a quarter. Is that cool? And you're like, yeah, sure. And then it comes up. Like, for example, my beloved Moose Craft, I think right now market value on most briskets around $35 to $37 a pound.
Okay.
So yeah, you go and get like a pound and a quarter of that, you're talking, you know, $45 for...
Did you ever weigh yourself before you've eaten and after? Like, like to see how, if you got the amount?
No, but not to be crass, I weigh myself before and after unloading.
No, I mean, that's...
That's always fascinating.
Randy Liedtke had a real funny joke about... Uh-huh. You know, you could tell how much your poop weighs if you weigh yourself before and after you go. The other way is real gross.
Yeah, I was about to say. Or you just shit on the scale.
Yeah. The other way is real gross. We're in Nashville, Tennessee, in a nicely furnished condo. This is not... this ain't your grandpappy's comedy condo.
That's true. This is probably without a doubt the nicest comedy condo I've ever been in.
This is new construction townhouse right here.
Yeah, it's got that smell to it. Like you can smell the drywall.
Yeah, fresh paint.
Mm-hmm. And the insulation.
Lucy, the manager. Mm-hmm. I wasn't like getting into it last night, but I'm like, oh, I need some food. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, there's a White Castle right next to the hotel.
I saw that.
How long do you think we waited in that line for White Castle?
What time?
I think we got there about 20 after 12.
Okay. After midnight on a Friday night?
Yeah.
Were you in the line or the drive-thru?
Drive-thru.
20 minutes?
1 hour.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I felt bad. I was still apologizing to her today.
Oh, my God.
Of course, I got the wrong order.
Really?
But I got six little... Because they got impossible sliders. They got the little fake...
Yeah, bullet. But you getting the wrong order...
I mean, it was still impossible, but like they missed some things, and I'm not going to complain. But it was such a long line that there was like an empty building next door, and everybody's just getting out of their car to go pee over there. you just saw people hopping out of their cars and just go pee in the same bush. Because everybody's leaving a bar drunk. They could all just get some White Castle. Then they're in line for an hour. You got to go pee. People are just going, everybody's just like, yeah, we're all going pee over here.
Like when you pulled into the parking lot, how many deep were you?
It was a long, there was a lot of cars, but still fast food. There's usually a level of efficiency. Granted, I'm comparing to the Taco Bell by my house, where if you see it and it's like, say, 10 cars deep, you're like, all right, that might be a 15-minute
operation. Let's say 2 minutes a car.
This was probably more than that because it was a long drive through.
I don't think I've ever waited even close to that. I can't imagine waiting more than 20 minutes in a drive through.
We had plenty of chit-chat. It's one of those things where, you're hungry, and then it moves a little, and you're like, all right. Mm-hmm. And then it moves a little bit more, and you're like, okay, now it's not moving. I should get out of line. Then it moves a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You're like, we're so close. I'm like, if they turn the lights off and I'm in this line, I'm throwing a garbage can through the window. I'm starting a riot.
Oh, my God, dude. Was it good, though?
No, it's White Castle.
Oh, no, White Castle, man. I like White
Castle. It was fine. It did exactly what I needed to. I got six. I was like, should I get six or eight? Because I got to do things in even numbers. I'm like one of those weirdos. I'm glad six was perfect.
Yeah, eight's a lot.
I thought you can get an optional lettuce and tomatoes on there. I'm like, shit, give me lettuce and tomatoes. They didn't give me that lettuce and tomatoes.
That's got to be one of the, what am I trying to say? The White Castle slider. That has to be the least amount of difference between the regular one and the impossible one.
Yes. In terms steamed, of taste. We've and talked flavor. About it. Steamed meat.
Yeah, and it's so thin.
Yeah. So, just a steamed
as opposed to like an impossible Whopper or something.
Yeah. That's a big old pit. No, this is just a shooters, burger shooters.
I mean, I would almost be fine with White Castle's without any meat. Just give me that bun and the cheese and the onions and the goop.
Grilled cheese is always an option at a fast food place that you never realize.
Speaking of which, I did Crystal the other night and got the pimento cheese. I got excited because they have pimento cheese option. You can top it with pimento cheese.
All right.
It was just too much. It threw off the whole balance.
Yeah, I mean, there's no saving midnight pothead food.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't good. They had, like, jalapeno cheese. I'm like, I'm not trying to get fancy here. Mm-hmm. But I did that, and then, I slept. I took a Unisom and passed the fuck out for 9 hours, because if my body's not going to let me sleep, I'm going to make it sleep. Mm-hmm. Famous last words.
I'll show you.
I'm going to make you sleep.
Oh, man. Well, that's cool, buddy. Getting some good rest.
Yeah, I didn't party last night.
Yeah.
Both been...
Yeah, I've been pretty responsible. Not responsible, just tired. So, I've been tired.
But we're having show drinks, but not too many wild tales from the road.
Yeah. Gotta say, Zany's nicest green room I've ever been in as well.
It's a good green room.
Zany's crushing it. Best comedy condo, best green room. Shows have been great.
Shows are good.
All the shows have been fun as hell.
Yeah, they've been around for a while. Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. Got the nice murals on the outside. All the comics.
That's the one where Nate Bargatze, somebody drove through his face. There's a story. Okay, Boogie Monster topic. There's a story about back in the day that a guy got locked in there. Like, they were partying late, and then everybody went home, and he was like, fell asleep somewhere, woke up, and drank himself to death inside the club because he was just locked in there for 2 days. So he just drank himself to death. And there are, again, theaters and anything, like, where there's characters that had been passing through those doors and wind up having this reputation of, like, oh, it's haunted. We hear something at night. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I also know what you're doing at a comedy club at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Of course, we're all hearing things.
Yeah.
Things that go bump in the night are the comedians.
Yeah, that's true.
Things that do bumps in the night.
Dude, I've already had a full day.
What'd you do?
I'm making my most out of my time in Nashville. I know how you feel about Lower Broadway. Okay, we've talked about Broadway in Nashville.
Kind of
Nashville's version of Times Square or Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
Daytime. Day drinking.
Like, oh, yeah?
Katie and I went out this morning, 10 a.m.
Okay.
Went to Tootsie's Orchid Lounge, which I will talk about here in a minute. Wonderful spot.
Tootsie's Orchid Lounge.
Tootsie's Orchid Lounge used to be kind of the hub.
It's a euphemism for vagina, I haven't heard.
Used to be the hub for a lot of the old country singers in the 60s and 70s. Willie Nelson used to hang out there.
All right.
A lot of guys. But went and had some beers at like 10 a.m. And that's the way to go. Not nearly as crowded. Still, like, a lot of the places still live music, 10 a.m., like, just up and down. And still a lot of the party buses. The party buses, but also, what's the party, like, where they're all peddling? What would you call
those? That's like a pedal pub, they're called. Yeah,
a lot of those. But not nearly as obnoxious and intense during the day.
Well, not at 10 a.m. I mean, when bachelor party starts at 10 a.m., they're going to be done by 2.
Yeah. But had a good time. Wandered around. Roberts wasn't open yet. They don't open until 11 a.m., so I didn't get to swing into Roberts. But Katie tried to buy me some cowboy boots. I had to respectfully decline. I've had boots. Yeah. I'll rock some boots, but I can't let someone spend money on me on a thing that I know I'm not going to really get a lot of use out of.
Okay, maybe if not cowboy boots, what about like the flat-fronted, like flat-toed?
Jack boot type thing?
Is that what those are?
I know what you're talking about.
Motorcycle kinda boots?
Squared off.
Yeah.
I like those too, yeah. I mean,
you pull off boots.
Yeah, I just don't know how often I would wear them, you know? So it's just like, and like these were nice boots. Like some of these shops, like, you know, handmade leather. Katie looked at a leather coat today. It was beautiful. $2,200. We were like, oh, what's that? Probably a couple $100. $2,200.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Man. They're finer leather goods, man. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think I cracked the code on Broadway. And I know it's obnoxious, but it's still, I like the energy, you know?
It's you got
a lot going on.
You got Southern roots, man. So you like seeing all the.
Yeah.
Saturday during the day, sure, but I don't want to touch that place that night.
Yeah, especially on a weekend night.
Ever again. Just
Then we went to Husk, dude.
All right. Yeah, you said you invited me to that. I was still in bed by the time you guys had brunch reservations for that.
Dude. And pretty vegetarian friendly. Like most of what I ate today was other than the sausage gravy and the roasted pork belly and the country ham. Everything else was vegetarian.
What'd you have? A side of mashed potatoes?
I've never heard of this, but you know, we talk about shrimp and grits and fish and grits. They had mushroom and grits.
Okay, then.
Delicious.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm kind of indifferent, you know. I got no problem with them, but I don't go out of my way. I don't know what kind of mushrooms these were. Absolutely delicious. Little gravy on there. The grits. Oh, they put a soft egg. Like a sunny side up egg down in there.
Yeah.
Ooh, so we had mushroom and grits. Had 2 grit dishes. Then I had to get grits with red eye gravy. It was delicious. You ever mess with red eye gravy?
You had double grits?
Yeah, double grits. It's a double grit day.
Wow.
Yeah, bam bam on the grits.
Morning beers and double grits.
Yeah, man.
I don't know how you're alive right now, dude. I was in bed till 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
I still feel tired.
I was up at 7:30 this morning. For some reason, I just... On the road, I've been waking up early. Go out on my little walks, take Charlie out. But so what did we do? We did biscuits and gravy. Man, they know what they're doing over there. Country ham, roasted pork.
What's country ham?
Country ham, it's...
uneducated cousin of city ham? What is it?
This was aged for 12 months. It's I don't know the whole process, but they cure it with salt and sugar.
Okay.
And then they... Put it on the shelf for like a year.
I miss ham, dude.
Slice it real thin. Yeah, dude, country ham. Mm. We had the country ham, had the roasted pork belly with pickled vegetables, had like little bread and butter, homemade bread and butter pickles and some pickled okra. Had this. I just ordered this for her because she's still on the soft foods with all the dental surgery.
Yeah.
But they had buttermilk custard with pecan... granola and pureed peach.
Is that a dessert?
It kind of tasted like a dessert. It was delicious.
Butternut custard?
No, buttermilk custard. So I don't even know how to. Well, just it's custard. You know, what's the difference between custard and pudding? It kind of had like a vanilla pudding.
I think it's
vibe.
Like a regional.
Mm-hmm. Delicious. What else did we have?
I had Chinese beans. Food. I like getting ethnic. Like when everybody down here is like, you know what? I'm gonna give some patronage to these immigrants that opened a restaurant in this town full of yeehaw motherfuckers. Let me go get some. I had Mexican food yesterday. I had Chinese food today. I'm like, I don't even support you guys,
dude. We had some. I always talk about my love of Southern Gringo Mexican. We had some of that in wherever the hell we were the other day, driving from Bristol to Chattanooga. Murphy, North Carolina, just this mountain town. Mm-hmm. Just your little generic, you know, Elamigo 2 or something.
Yeah.
Just bomb ass gringo. Mm-hmm. Had the cheese dip, had the chili relleno, the rice, the bean. Oh, dude. It's, I've been trying to,
I'm not, listen, I'm not trying, like, you look great. You're holding it together. Well, okay. Remember you, like, you were like, you got, you're taping a special in a week. You got a show outfit picked out?
I'm torn. I had one, but then I can't. I bought a new shirt. I was like, I'm going to get this cool shirt. And I got some shoes that kind of match. You don't want to match too much, but just,
okay.
And a shirt just a little snug. So now I'm.
That's why I'm asking. You're travel eating. Mm-hmm. You're tour eating.
I'm tour eating, but I've been doing pretty good as far as like carbs and sugar. Like, I mean, today I went a little nuts with the biscuits and grits.
Double grits over here?
But
don't go with carbs and sugar.
Usually I've been doing, like, for breakfast, I've been doing a lot of just eggs.
Yeah.
You know, steak and eggs, a little bit of that action. But it's crazy how, like, I can still have my fun. I could still party as long as I stay off the sugar and the carbs.
I could still party, bro.
But, yeah, I am looking forward for this special to be over for no other reason than I'm ready to really throw down. I've been watching the alcohol, just a few beers here and there.
Yeah, we're not getting nuts. Like, I had a few Thursday night.
Yeah.
And just didn't sleep. But other one, yeah, it was nothing. Nothing. What I felt bad last night because I had my buddy Isaac was like in town for one last night. Mm-hmm. And then my buddy Brandon, who runs the East Side Bowl, it's his venue that he's invited us over to. And I'm like, you just got to make those adult decisions sometimes. I'm like,
yeah.
I know I'd have fun seeing people, mm-hmm. but at this point, it's like, all right, I gotta be in shape to do work. I was barely holding it together yesterday, trying mm-hmm. to stay awake and do shows and be energetic. It feels bad. I don't know for you, if you ever get a little bummed out of like, oh, I'm gonna go home early tonight and. Mm-hmm. Being on the road is just going to work.
Yeah.
You know, especially you've been out for a while. Mm-hmm. I've been back and forth a bunch. I'm getting a little cooked on traveling right now.
Yeah, I bet, dude. Your schedule's insane. Like, I go out for long stints, but I'm also home for big chunks of time where you're just back
and
forth.
I haven't been home for much in the past 3 months, maybe.
Like John Candy in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Well, he was homeless.
Yeah.
He was a homeless man.
Yeah. I never understood why he drugged that trunk around. Well, I mean, because he's homeless, but like, it's got to be a better way.
Well, it adds to the sympathy of the character. If he had a rolly bag, you wouldn't feel as bad for him.
That's true. That's true.
A lot of comedy came from dragging that trunk around. Mm-hmm. Steamer trunk. But yeah, I'm getting a little like, oh boy. Need a vacation from the vacation kind of thing.
Yeah.
These are part like, you know, yeah, shit was awesome. We went to Hawaii, but these are the part like when you're in paradise, you're like, yeah, but all my stuff's at home.
Yeah.
Like that's such a spoiled thing to say. Like, I kind of wish I could just sit and watch TV or play video games tonight, but no, we should go watch a sunset. We should go have a fun meal.
Katie and I were talking about this today, just the psychology of being on the road. Like, as much as I love it, I love traveling. I love doing comedy. But even when you're comfortable, like this weekend's been mm-hmm. great because this is the first time we've been in the same city for more than one night, really.
Yeah.
Well, we were in Bristol for two nights, but every other day of the tour, it's just been a new city every day. Even on days we didn't have shows, just traveling across country and stuff. But just the psychology of like this condo's great. I love Nashville, but like it's still not my home. It's still not those creature comforts.
Yeah.
And just the familiarity of just being at home. And even if mm-hmm. I'm just sitting here, like hypothetically, if I had the day off today, I would just be sitting here watching football.
That's what you're doing right now. The exact same thing. The TV is on.
The exact same thing I would do if I were at home, but just it's still different because this isn't my condo. This isn't my neighborhood.
Yeah.
My things aren't here. You know, I mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
I know how this TV works. I know how to watch. Mm-hmm. Then I've been gone so long, I forgot. Like, all my shit got reset on my TV. I'm like, I don't have my goddamn Hulu password. I'm trying to watch a scary movie. Can't remember my phone's password in my own house.
Oh, man. All All right, our next partner has a product I use literally almost every day. Talking about Athletic Greens, also known as AG1. Been using this stuff for months, even brought it with me on this tour. If you've been following my Instagram, of course, I've been eating my way through the South. I've already kind of consumed twice my weight in smoked meats, but that's okay because I balance it out every day with a nice hearty dose of Athletic Greens. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, and probiotics. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all that stuff. Easy to use, just 8 to 12 ounces of water with one scoop. Throw it in the little shaker, shake it up, suck it down. No blender, no juicer. No utensils. You don't have to peel the ginger and peel the cucumber and wash the kale. It's got all that good stuff already in there for you. All you got to do is throw it in there, shake it up, drink it down. Smack it up, flip it, rub it down. It's lifestyle friendly whether you're on keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free. Contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything. Still tastes good. Got a nice light tropical flavor. Now, it's not a milkshake, it's not a dessert, this is healthy stuff, but trust me, tastes a lot better than most any green smoothie you're going to run across. Ugh, I still have PTSD from all those kale smoothies. Costs less than $3 a day, you're investing in your health, cheaper than your coffee habit. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. Recommended by professional athletes, trusted by leading health experts. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into flu and cold season. One scoop and a cup of water every day, that's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/boogie. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/boogie to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance, athleticgreens.com/boogie. All right, when it comes to saving the planet, there's no neutrality. If you keep your money in most standard bank accounts, they're lending your deposits out to fund oil and coal. I don't know that as a fact. That's what this copy says. Switch to the planet side and get Aspiration. Aspiration is a climate-friendly alternative to big banks. Get an account and debit card that's built to help your wallet and the planet. Moving just $1,000 to an Aspiration Plus account has the same impact as driving 6,000 miles less. Aspiration is fossil fuel free and lets you plant a tree by rounding up every swipe of your debit card. Aspiration's been hard at work helping people align their money with their values, funding the planting of over 100 million trees, on their way to funding the planting of 1 billion by 2030. It's no wonder why Forbes, NerdWallet, and the Penny Hoarder recommend Aspiration for the eco-conscious. Everybody's worried about climate change. I have no idea how to combat climate change, but this is something simple that everybody can do. Best of all, there's no credit check, no overdraft fees. That's nice. And with Aspiration, you just pay what you think is fair, even if that's zero, because money shouldn't stand in the way of you doing the right thing. Make your dollars make a difference. Open an Aspiration account at aspiration.com/tree. And move your money out of fossil fuels. Help save the planet with your Aspiration debit card. Open your account at aspiration.com/tree today. Terms and conditions apply. Aspiration is not a bank. Deposits are FDIC insured, up to $2 million per deposit. Get up to 10% cash back with your Aspiration Plus debit card on purchases at socially responsible businesses. Get a beautiful plastic tree card that can plant a tree with every purchase. Get access to more free ATMs than Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Chase combined. That's aspiration.com/tree. But yeah, dude.
It's Halloween. It's spooky season, Dave. We got to be talking about spooky boogie monster shit.
Well.
We missed it before.
Yeah.
We're going to bring up, I told you, the comedy club's haunted by the ghost of a guy who drank himself to death. Mm-hmm. Big surprise. What comedy club isn't?
You want to talk about it?
I mean, just in general, talking about spooky stuff. Well, people want to listen to us bitch about our dreams coming true, being comedians. Did I tell you this, though, that my mom and sister went to Vegas, and I'm like, you guys should go see Carrot Top, because I'm curious. And they went. They said it was great.
I've seen Carrot Top.
Really?
I saw Carrot Top on Valentine's Day 1999 by myself when I was trying, I was starting to write jokes and seriously thinking about getting into comedy. I've told you that, like when I lived in Athens, I would write jokes. Oh, yeah. I'd go, I went to three open mics, signed my name 3 weeks in a row, signed my name.
Yeah.
They call my name. I just stood in the back.
They all knew who you were by the third time.
And I just didn't have the balls to go up. And I waited 10 years. I waited 6 years till I actually started. But I went to see Carrot Top during that phase of like, I'm going to do this comedy
thing. Yeah.
And I mean, for what it was, he's great at what he does.
Apparently, my mom, older woman who might enjoy a large Vegas show, but my sister's on the level, but she's like, it was great. I don't know if we talked about that last time. I want to see a Carrot Top. I want to see a gritty reboot of Carrot Top.
Okay.
I want to see him get his like Travolta and Pulp Fiction moment.
What would that be? Like,
I don't know. I just want to see this reemergence of Carrot Top as like what you don't expect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know why I'm invested. It's the WTF. It's Marin's podcast with him that made me like there was so much insight into Carrot Top. Like he just sounded like a sad guy, even though he's wildly successful.
Yeah,
I want to like. I don't know. I'm just rooting for the guy.
What's up with all the plastic surgery?
It's
creepy on a dude. Is that wrong for me to say that it's creepy?
I think it's probably if you just only... I've thought about this before. Like, think if you just see pictures of yourself all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, you live in Vegas. Your face is just on shit everywhere.
Yeah.
You gotta keep looking at your own face.
Uh-huh.
And it's everywhere.
But
and you start thinking like, oh...
It's not just a character flaw to age. Like, it's okay.
In entertainment?
But especially someone like him. He's not an actor, per se. He's, fuck you. What do y'all care for what I look like? I'm Carrot Top.
But mentally, like what it does to you to see your face and see yourself aging in these photos everywhere where you're like, maybe I'll just go in for this little, you know, little nip and tuck.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know how it's going to turn out. You have an idea in your mind how you think it's going to turn out, but then it doesn't turn out that way.
Yeah.
And then you're like, ah, shit, I'll just get this other thing. Think about tattoos. Like, oh, I got this tattoo on this arm. I just wanted that tattoo. Oh, now my other arm doesn't have a tattoo, and it feels weird. I want to, like, balance it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure similar feeling, you know?
Yeah.
And you just get carried away with it.
Mm. So bizarre. Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Looks like a fucking alien.
Yeah, I think it's bizarre, but I could also understand. Again, he's on, you know, somebody like your face. You're seeing your own face back. We only see our own face in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes don't even see that during the day. You just get up, you get going. You forget. Yeah. You don't know if you got a fucking zit or some shit on your face.
That's true.
And you think about these other people that are sitting and looking at their own face in a mirror, getting makeup put on them every night.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else is putting that on them. Oh, we got to use a little bit more of this. Oh, we're going to have to dye your hair. You got some grays here. Like going through that every day.
Yeah.
I'm sure that can F up your mind.
That's a good point.
So again, that's why I'm rooting for him.
Yeah. Yeah, he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Is he still jacked, I wonder? He went through that jacked phase.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway. Let's get in some spooky stuff. I talked about I went to Tootsie's Orchid Lounge this morning.
Tootsie's Orchid Lounge.
Yeah, saw a band playing. I forgot their name, but they were doing some covers. They did Tyler Childers cover. They did some John Prine covers. It was fun. It was literally, Katie and I were the only ones. At Tootsie's, they have like the front room, and there was a lot of people in there watching a band. And then you go into like... I guess it's technically upstairs. You go to the back, and there's like a little three steps, and then another section with another bar and another showroom. Okay. And no door in between, so like the sound's bleeding over.
I
thought they were going to do it like music festival style, where as soon as that front band takes a break, then they kick up. Nope, they were playing like almost competing with each other. And Katie and I were the only ones sitting there watching that other band.
Mm-hmm.
But we sat there for about five or six songs, and it was a lot of fun. But apparently Tootsie's is haunted. The back door to Tootsie's, there's a little alleyway, and on the other side of the alleyway, like literally just 5 feet across the walkway there, is the back loading dock to the old Ryman Auditorium where the Grand Ole Opry used to be. And Ryman's still functioning. Isbell's doing an 8-night run there right now. But anyway, one of the legends, and it opened in 1960 by this lady named Tootsie Bess. And apparently there's two spirits that people see at Tootsie's.
What's Tootsie short for?
I don't know. I don't know if that's a nickname or if that's a real name. It says her name was Tootsie Bess, and she was a musician and a comedian. And she opened this bar back in 1960. And my dad used to hang out there. My dad spent a lot of time in Nashville. He grew up just outside of Nashville, and then he went to the Army. I think he got out of the Army in 63. Mm-hmm. And then he spent about the next 12 years living in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And I've told some of these stories before. He was really into music, wanted to be in that scene, but just didn't have any musical talent. But he kind of ran in some of those circles, but he would hang out at Tootsie's Lounge sometimes.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he ever saw Willie Nelson there, but Willie, that was like his big hangout. And there's some story that Willie was sitting at the bar at Tootsie's when his manager came in and gave him his first significant royalty check.
Okay.
And like apparently he went right outside in the middle of Broadway and was just laying on the ground, like doing snow angels with no snow.
Yeah.
Just screaming about how he can finally pay his rent because he finally got a good royalty check.
Yeah.
But a lot, Tom T. Hall used to hang out there. I think John Prine used to hang out there. But anyway, apparently there's two spirits roaming around the halls there at Tootsie's. One is the owner, Tootsie Bess. She passed away. When did she pass away? I think 78 she passed away. So people see her spirit there. But also, like I was saying, because it's essentially connected to the Ryman, a lot of people see what they think is the ghost of Hank Williams.
Okay.
Kind of out there right in the alleyway. Because a lot of the musicians that would play the Ryman, you know, they would they do two or three shows or two or three sets a night, just like, you know, we're doing tonight. And in between sets, they would literally just walk out that back loading dock, cross the alley, and boom, they're right there at Tootsie's, and they drink and do whatever.
It's a little thoroughfare.
Yeah, yeah, it was kind of like their little green room, if you will. But yeah, a lot of people have reported seeing. There's one story in particular about a guy seeing Hank Williams. And let's see, 2002, a customer had just left Orchid Lounge claiming he was walking in that alleyway, and he saw a guy walking towards him. And as the guy got closer and closer, this eyewitness was like, holy shit, that guy looks just like Hank Williams. And then when he passed, he turned around to look at him again, and the guy was gone.
So, you know, I wonder how many people look like Hank Williams in this town.
Yeah, that's true.
When did Hank Williams die? First one.
He died at 29. If you see pictures of Hank Williams, he looks like he's 40 or 50. He died at 29, I think, New Year's Eve, 1952. In the back of a Cadillac in West Virginia. Weren't they saying,
and Hank 3 looks just like him?
Yeah, yeah, or at least he did. You know, I mean, now he's got, you know, he's gone through phases with longer hair and tats and stuff. But, yeah, like his face.
Saw a video of Hank 3 calling bullshit on Kid Rock. I thought it was funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a, just to remind you, Kid Rock's a rich kid. Fuck him. Like, well, don't you come from money, though, Hank 3?
Yeah, that's true.
Are you still crust punking on your legacy?
But yeah, let's talk about some other haunted places, not just Nashville, but all over Tennessee. This is a topic that has been suggested many a time, and I don't think we've ever done a full episode on it. We may have brought it up, but the Bell Witch Cave in Adams, Tennessee. Do you know about the Bell Witch?
I do not. It's I feel like it's...
Yeah, apparently there's a cave, the Bell Witch Cave, and apparently it's haunted as shit, all because of a land dispute. There was a guy named John Bell, and he had a neighbor named Kate Batts, and they had some land dispute or whatever, and Kate Batts said that she's going to curse John Bell and his whole family. Well, sure enough...
she done did it.
Shortly thereafter, John Bell, he died of mysterious illness. Nobody really knew what. He just kind of up and died. And then apparently she went on to haunt his daughter and her husband.
Well, that's just vindictive.
Yeah, yeah. And even Andrew Jackson, was he the seventh president? He spent some time around there, and there was a quote where he said, quote, "I'd rather face the entire British Army than spend another night with that Bell Witch." And apparently it's very haunted. A few years ago, they were doing this guy named Rick White. He was a writer and director of this movie called The Bellwitch Haunting,
yeah,
which I haven't seen that. But let's see, what did he say? He said, I was walking near the opening of the cave on the Bell property with a fellow writer. They were just doing some research and scouting some stuff out. We were walking right beside each other with no one else around. Everything was quiet when suddenly we heard a woman angrily whisper over her shoulder right into our ears, what are you doing here? We both quickly turned around. No one was there.
Bellwitch sounds like an old-timey way to call somebody a bitch. She's a real bell witch. Like, I'm going to trick Jesus into thinking I'm not swearing.
Yeah.
The original asterisk in place of the vowel. For
We had our version of that growing up was Biddy. Who's this old Biddy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's an old Biddy. That just meant she's a bitch.
Or just saying like, oh, the GD. Like, just say the words.
Yeah.
If you're, what are you, scared of Jesus? Like, he doesn't know what you're saying in your head? He knows what you're saying in your head.
Let's see here. It's believed after John Bell died of a strange illness, the witch threatened Betsy, his daughter, who was about to marry some guy named Joshua Gardner, this neighborhood boy. The witch retired to the Bell Cave. Okay, well, that little piece went nowhere. But yeah, apparently, she because of this land dispute, she and I don't they I couldn't find the backstory like. Why she would just curse someone. I don't know if she was a witch while she was alive, but she put a curse on John Bell. He died shortly thereafter. Then she cursed his daughter. And yeah, this cave on the property is supposed to just be haunted as shit.
When did that movie come out? What you guys heard about?
2002, I think.
I don't believe anybody that's doing a movie about a haunting and then it's like, I just feel like that's all hype. They're just trying to get hype for their movie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sort of like, I mean, that's
like
true.
Bars are always haunted theaters. Is there just like just a restaurant that doesn't serve alcohol that's haunted?
Or like a modern haunting.
Well, we've talked about like that. Yeah,
like a McDonald's.
In a new building. Well, that's why I liked Paranormal Activity because it was just set in like a new house.
Yeah.
Or like Poltergeist set in like just a subdivision, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, like, yeah, there's never like a chain store that's haunted.
Mm-hmm. Fucking Ross Dress for Less.
Yeah, it's never like a Lowe's or something.
Yeah. Here's another place, not necessarily Nashville, but Germantown, Tennessee, which I think is over near, kind of near Memphis. The Meeman Shelby Forest. It's a state park, 13,000 acres, sits along the Mississippi River, hiking trails, blah, blah, blah. This is pretty bizarre. In addition to the 200 species of songbirds, Pigman. There's a pigman who has a pig-like face and is said to haunt the wooded area of the park. Although no one has gotten close enough to Pigman to look him in the eye, campers have claimed to see him roaming around late at night, this pigman. So, I would love to fucking see the pigman.
I want to know if a family that just straight up like that's their heritage is like, oh, now son, I'm passing the pig mask on to you. You got to run through that Yogi Bear campground and keep the legend alive.
Oh, man.
Like a real, that's just some real Scooby-Doo shit, but.
I mean, I played Arthur the Pig Man, the mascot for Fozzie, but I've never heard of an actual cryptid pig man, so that's interesting.
He's just got the head of the face of a pig?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
unfortunate.
Camper. Could you imagine seeing that, though? Could you imagine seeing, like, a bipedal pig? Like, a humanoid with a pig face? That is terrifying.
Well, I mean, we both have gone camping by ourselves, and seeing anything out of the ordinary will fuck you up when you're, like, alone. You're like, oh, yeah, I don't have any of the wherewithals. Especially even more so when I was just, like, backpacking. Like, I'm looking up more backpacking stuff. I want to try and do that before I physically camp.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, like, oh, my shelter is a tent.
Yeah.
My shelter is a basically a shirt with posts in it hanging off the ground. Like, oh, I guess I'll go sleep in this hammock now and not be scared of anything that wants to kill me.
That's a challenge, man, backpacking or while you're camping.
Yeah.
Like, I did one day like that where I just loaded up my gear.
Yeah.
Walked. Like 5 miles, set up camp, wandered around, came back the next
day. I've only done a couple days. Yeah, couple days. I haven't done a lot of it.
I couldn't imagine doing that for like a week.
It's the psychological part of just laying there like, I got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
I don't have a car to retreat to.
Car to...
Or a quick way to get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is a... Feels good the next day, though, when you're like, oh, shit, I did that.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's that little reward, like, oh.
We were in Memphis the other night, and we weren't far from the Orpheum Theater. This is kind of a classic story. Orpheum Theater in Memphis is haunted by the ghost of a 9-year-old girl named Mary. She died in a car accident right in front of the theater, but apparently her spirit never left. Many guests have encountered the spirit of Mary, who enjoys hanging out in the balcony in a specific seat. If you go to the Orpheum Theater, check out the balcony section, seat C5. Apparently Mary's just hanging out in seat C5. A lot of the staff have seen her. Some claim to have spotted her dressed in a white dress, dancing up and down the hallways, playing pranks on the housekeepers. She's also known for slamming doors and flickering the lights. But yeah, C5. If you ever go to the Orpheum Theater, maybe you'll see a spirit of a 9-year-old girl get hit by a car. This is interesting.
Really selling it, man.
Yeah. Shiloh National Military Park. Growing up in the South with all the Civil War history around here. By the way, like Tennessee, like in North Georgia, like coming up here from wherever, Chattanooga the other day, just
a
lot of Civil War stuff. Lookout Mountain, Chickamauga, all this stuff. Shiloh National Military Park, 23,000 casualties in that one area. 5,000 acres. But Shiloh National Cemetery inside the park, supposed to be the most haunted in the whole area. Cemetery holds over 3,500 Civil War soldiers, with almost 2,400 of them remaining unknown and unnamed. And they say if you listen closely, you can still hear the faint muskets and drums and voices of soldiers in the distance. We've talked about that. Like, I mean, I guess, you know, the basic premise of a haunted place is like, you know, something tragic happened there, whatever. 23,000 people lost their lives in this one piece of land.
Yeah, I could imagine that being some uneasy energy around there. Like, where's Gettysburg is?
Pennsylvania.
Gettysburg is Pennsylvania?
I think so, right? I could be wrong.
I think you could be wrong.
Whenever I get a computer I feel in front of me, I'll look it up.
Yeah, yeah. If there's only something you were reading this stuff off of in the first place. Yeah. Gettysburg, I thought it was West Virginia.
Yeah, maybe it's West Virginia.
Look it up. I'll look it up on my phone then if you're not going to. You got the computer right in front of you with all the shit you're reading. You know you didn't memorize it, Dave. You know you didn't memorize that shit.
Let's see. Where is Gettysburg? Pennsylvania. Town in Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was further south. Anyway, go figure.
Yeah.
But yeah, just that much. Like, that's why cemeteries don't like, oh, cemeteries, somebody passed away somewhere else and were brought to a cemetery, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But like a battlefield, like untimely perishing, all in that location.
Yeah, that many, 23,000 people died in that battle alone.
Brother fought brother.
That's insane. Here's one that's timely. Unfortunately, basically, the godmother of country music passed away last week, Loretta Lynn. I've always been a big Loretta Lynn fan. She had a great song called Fist City, which could go a few different ways. But just
I think I know what she meant.
But. Talking about you messing around with my man, I'm going to take you down to Fist City. She was a scrappy gal. I always liked Loretta Lynn. She passed away last week, I think at like 94. In her 90s, so good for her.
Yeah, she was in the game for a minute.
But she lived at this nice place just outside of town here in Nashville called Hurricane Mills. And the property was rumored to be the final resting place of Civil War soldiers who were buried on the property. I guess there was a lot of Civil War action right there on the property. And she had gone on record multiple times saying that she's experienced all kind of bizarre things during her time. I don't know how long she lived at this place. But doors slamming, moaning, I think she even talked about hearing muskets and stuff. But yeah, the Loretta Lynn Ranch, they do guided tours. That would be a good one to go check out.
Well, Loretta Lynn was saying she heard ghosts?
Yeah. She's said that she's had several weird, I don't know if she saw like a spirit or, you know, in that form, but, she definitely had you know, a lot of, she talks about doors slamming, hearing people moan and scream.
It's got to be tough being old as shit and trying to explain that you're seeing stuff. Like, whatever, old lady.
Yeah.
That's, well, that movie, The Taking of Deborah Logan, did you watch that?
No, I don't think so.
Dude, that's a, it's, you know, they think this woman's showing signs of, what's the old, not Alzheimer's, but dementia? Just dementia.
Uh-huh.
But then it's also she's being possessed.
Ooh.
So they're like, oh, no, she just got dementia, but she's being possessed by people. It's like, wow. That's like a spooky idea to play around with.
Yeah.
Is somebody old enough, like, oh, you're just going to discredit all this stuff.
Yeah.
Or a lot like kids get discredited for, like, oh, it's my imaginary mm-hmm. friend. But maybe yeah. they're more in tune to what's going on because they're not shutting things out with facts.
Mm-hmm.
That they've been, you know, well, yeah. that just can't be because I was told it wasn't real.
So. Yeah. I think we've talked about that before, too, like unhoused people with mental illness or something. Like, oh, to the naked yeah. eye, that's just a crazy guy talking to yeah. himself. But what if he's possessed or what if he's seeing things?
Yeah. Out of all the mental illness stuff, how many are like, well, nobody's going to believe me, but this is what's going on. Mm-hmm. Or the torture of knowing that that's what mental illness does. Is
yeah.
you thinking you're existing in a reality and everybody else not believing you, mm-hmm. and how that just drives you even further.
Yeah. Yeah, like being gaslit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see how that would just make it worse. Let's do one more. Tennessee State Prison. You probably have seen this if you've seen the movie The Green Mile. Did you ever see The Green Mile?
I did see The Green Mile.
I wanted to like it, but man, I got real bored. Maybe I just couldn't understand what they were trying to do.
That was a little bit of a... not rosy story, but
mm-hmm.
too much of a... it's kind of cutesy.
Mm-hmm. Get him, Charlie. Also appeared in two Eric Church music videos. Eric Church, one of the just pretty boy mainstream country singers, okay. who I found out that my mom has a severe crush on. So there you go. But yeah, Tennessee State Prison, built in 1898, shut down in 1992. They had an electric chair there called Old Sparky. That's a creative name for an electric chair.
Yeah.
Killed over 100 inmates, Old Sparky did. And apparently that place was just haunted as shit from the spirits of those 100 inmates who had been laid to rest from Old Sparky.
What would you call it? What nickname would you give an electric chair?
That's a good one.
I couldn't think. I thought I had one that I didn't. Something about Lazy Boy, but... with like a lot of Z's, like lightning bolts. I don't know. I was trying to go on a riff, but uh-huh. like all the Chinese food is sitting in me right now. Yeah. I'm like, buddy, you got to shake this. We got a show in an hour. I was trying to get a riff started about nicknames for an electric chair.
Yeah. You know, kind of obvious encounters as far as people hearing cell bars clinking, a lot of screaming, footsteps mm-hmm. throughout the hallways. Apparently, you know, people would go in even after it shut down in 92, where apparently no one's supposed to be in here, but people are still hearing footsteps and screams and all that kind of stuff. I mean, we were in that old prison in Arizona.
Yeah.
And
I still want to go back to an electric chair. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, we got to kill this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's bad,
yeah.
but we have to do it in a humane way.
Mm-hmm.
We had firing squads and mm-hmm. we had hanging.
Yeah.
And then somebody's like, what? Because, like, how long? Okay, this is what I need to look up. I want to know
how long does it take?
Well, no, how long after electricity was normalized and that they're like, you know what? We can make somebody sit in a chair and kill them with
yeah.
this. Like, how quickly did humanity go to, like, we can kill people with this?
I wonder if they did the thing. I know with firing squads, they would do a thing where, like, let's say hypothetically, you got six guards with six guns. And then,
oh yeah, and they gave them all.
And in that scenario, would there be five live rounds and one blank, or the opposite? Would it just be?
I think it would be five live rounds because yeah, if there's only one real bullet, you're gonna know.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. So then, that just gives each guard the possibility of like, well, it wasn't me who did it. You know, maybe I had the blank.
Electric
what if they do that with the electric chair, like a couple of handles?
If they each get levers or yeah. something. Electric chair was invented by Alfred P. Southwick. Conceived in 1881 by a Buffalo, New York dentist.
Hmm.
Fucking dentists.
Hmm. Sadist.
Yeah. As a supposed humane alternative to hanging. So they were ripping that and 1881.
Jeez.
And I don't know when. It was first used in 1890.
I wonder, wonder when the last hanging was, or if anybody, any state still doing
it. I think some of those decrepit. I think some like Utah or something still use it. Mm. Okay. It's, yeah.
But yeah, man, there's some spooky stuff around Tennessee, Nashville specifically. I could spend a month here just...
How would you want to be executed?
Eating my way to my own death.
Eat to death? You want to be fed to death?
How would I want to be executed?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, how would I want to die or how would I want to be executed? Like,
be executed. Like, you have to be executed by a...
One of just a few
a
ways.
A traditional, or maybe not so traditional, but like...
Guillotine. Guillotine or guillotine?
Guillotine.
Guillotine.
Well, yeah.
I think that'd probably be the way to go.
That's kind of badass. Public square.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guy with a hood on.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, fuck it, man. Let me pull the rope.
Yeah. I wonder, you know, we've all heard like the chicken, you know, when you cut a chicken's head off, it still flaps around for a little while. I wonder.
There's studies like, yeah, you can see for like 8 more seconds or something.
Oh, really?
Where was the some movie or something? I can't remember where it was, where like the executioner, like, it was a comedy, but the guy was going to be like beheaded, but the executioner had the basket and he's like, I put some magazines in there for you. I can't remember what that's from.
Is that Army of Darkness or something like that?
Something for the executioner. Like, I got some magazines in the basket when your head goes in there.
Oh, man.
I think firing squad looks cool because you get a cigarette. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could probably have a cigarette for all of them.
Yeah.
But like blindfolded with a cigarette.
Man, I bet you could do some wacky pranks, like with a guillotine or something. Like your old joke about, did you have the joke about if you were to ever kill yourself, you jump off a building but have a little glass of water?
Yeah, have a glass and wear a snorkel mask.
Did he think he could make it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was making light of it, but you can't really. Nobody wants to hear you making fun of suicide.
Anymore. Yeah, that's true.
But this isn't suicide. This is execution. If you were like, you're going to be executed, mm-hmm. but you get a choice. Mm-hmm. Between hanging or electric chair. Electric chair seems like the shittiest way.
Yeah.
I don't know how they thought that was more humane than hanging.
Unless you could do it in a way where it was literally like a split second, just like a bzzz.
But that's what hanging was supposed to, like, from a distance where mm-hmm. it's like, oh yeah, it breaks your neck. It doesn't strangle you. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to snap your neck.
Yeah. It sure does.
Oof. All right.
We got some stories.
I know Dave's seen some things on the job. Too much? Too dark? Too much? Got any recipes?
Oh, lucky me. I'm the only one strong enough to carry this one body through the little attic crawl space.
Oh,
thing.
No. Hmm. Decommissioned guillotine for cutting lunch meat. Would you get a little countertop guillotine to slice lunch meat? You could fry bologna, you cut it, and then you fry it in a little electric chair.
Oh, man. Any more spooky movies this week?
I haven't seen anything good? Was I talking last? When did we? I don't know when we talked last. I was trying to watch The Mist as a Stephen King movie.
I think we were talking about that
okay.
off the air.
Yeah, I that was corny.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I watched 3 that I was talking about, and I only remember 2 last night when I was trying to tell the other fella. That I which scary movies. But no, I got nothing right now. I got no cable in the hotel.
Yeah. I was telling you off the air that Katie and I were watching this new series, Friend of the Family. And it's the story, Netflix did a documentary a couple years ago about it.
Oh, yeah.
About the Mormon family.
Kidnapped in Plain Sight.
Yeah, yeah. Is that the name of the documentary?
That's the name of the documentary.
So now they've done a scripted version of that with Colin Hanks, Anna Paquin. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the guy's name, but he was one of the main characters in season 1 of White Lotus, which I really loved. He was the newlywed guy that was kind of a dickhead. He plays the perpetrator in this.
Yeah.
And the acting's great. But yeah, I'm only in
this
like
guy,
3 episodes.
This guy managed to like kidnap their daughter, like in front of, like takes it, then like, yeah, has sex with everybody in the family.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah, it's a
that
good one.
Guy's evil, but then the parents, like in the documentary, are like, you should be in jail too. Yeah. You are not protective of your family.
Yeah,
you
that's are neglect.
Not. Yeah, you are not a good parent. You're an unfit parent.
And I don't remember this in the documentary. Now I remember that it happened, but I didn't remember any of the details. But part of this guy's whole scheme with this young girl was something, and I don't know if he tied it into Mormonism, but like he's been contacted by aliens from another planet.
Oh, man.
And I'm on strict orders that you and I be, the girl, the victim, he convinced her that she is a alien human hybrid and that your mommy's your mommy, but your daddy's not your daddy. Your daddy's an alien who lives up in blah, blah, blah. And now we have to procreate in order to save the human race. And like this whole, and then he even had like little recordings of like aliens talking to her. This whole, like, that's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work to get laid.
Like, Jesus Christ. But yeah, it's an interesting story. So that's the only thing we've been watching of late. Let's see. Tonight, I will be back in Memphis at the Brass Door. Come on out if you're in the area. That will be fun. Tomorrow, the 19th, I'll be in Birmingham at Avondale Brewing Company. Me and my good pal, Wes Van Horn. And then Thursday, finally ready to record this special in Atlanta at the Earl. Thursday, the 20th, 8 o'clock. Come on out. It'll be me, Gilbert Lowen, Andy Sanford, Katie Hughes, Joe Pettis. Going to be a fun one. Offer still stands. Anybody traveling over 100 miles to come see me, let me know. I'll get you in for free. I already got several people reached out and taken advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah.
So that's flattering and a little nerve-wracking.
Pilgrimage. Pilgrimage to see your boy.
Yeah. So if you're coming and you're driving 100 miles, and you don't have to send a screen cap or anything.
No, he needs receipts.
I believe you.
You need to take a picture of your mileage of the beginning of the trip. Maybe what if they just drive 100 miles around Atlanta all day just for a free ticket? Like, I actually live next to the venue. I just don't really want to pay for a ticket.
What we used to say in 285 in Atlanta: get on 285 and drive till the dead ends, and it's just a perimeter. It's a circle. So.
Oh, I get it.
Where are you going to be?
Where am I going to be? What the hell am I doing next weekend? Doing? What's next week? Dallas, maybe?
Yeah, I think Addison.
Addison, Texas. Going for Addison, Illinois to Addison, Texas. Yeah, the Dallas, Addison, Texas Improv. Me and Rogelio Perez.
There you go.
Doing a show there.
You got Fest coming up?
I got Fest. And then Kansas City. And then Indianapolis and Fort Wayne and Chicago and Bakersfield and San Francisco. And then I'm not going to do shit
for
a while.
Good for you, buddy. You've earned it, man.
I'm going to take a break, dude.
You got a crazy schedule. You need to. You need to just go do nothing for a while.
I'm just going to write new jokes, man.
Yeah, or that.
Hang around town, write new jokes. My sister sent me a review for a movie called Terrifier 2. I have not seen Terrifier. But apparently Terrifier 2, the review is like people are throwing up and passing out. Like old-timey promos for movies. Like, you need to see a doctor after this for how scared you are.
This movie's going to make you shit.
If you have heart problems, do not. I'm like, well, you got me. Nobody's advertised a movie as making you throw up and pass out in a while.
That reminds me of an old David Cross joke where he saw, I don't think he watched the movie, but he saw a DVD case of a horror porn.
Yeah.
And he goes, this movie's scary, but will it scare the cum out of me? This movie's going to make you vomit. All right. That's a weird way to advertise a movie, but okay.
It is. What's going on? You want to talk about your sports today?
Oh, man? My God. All I don't want to bring that fucking shit up.
Sorry.
Fucking Braves lost to the Phillies. The Phillies should have even been in the playoff, Kyle. They changed the format this year. Usually it's the top four teams from each league. Yeah. This year they let the top six teams in. Phillies were the sixth team. They finished 14 games out of first place, meaning Braves were first. The Braves won 14 more games than the Phillies.
Yeah.
They were third in their division.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, that type of season, you can't even dream of making the playoffs. But because
they still couldn't beat them today.
Oh, man. This is so frustrating.
I'm not going to get... We got a show. I can't get you riled.
As we're speaking right now, I'm watching Tennessee-Alabama tied up 49-all with 20 seconds left. Alabama's kicking the game-winning field goal. And it's up, and it's wide right.
Is it?
All Alabama right, misses the game-winning field goal. They're going to go into overtime, more than likely. So there you go. There you go. It's been a great sports day. And other than the Braves losing, I'm just mean, we got four playoff games today. We got Tennessee-Alabama playing today. We got Georgia playing Vanderbilt today. Been a fun day, and the Braves had to ruin it for me, but that's okay. You know, I'm trying to make lemonade out of lemons. I really was like, well, at least I can get some shit done now. Because no shit.
Set me free.
Like, no hype. Yeah. I watched or listened to all 162 games this year. There wasn't one game that I missed, at least watching most of the games.
Jesus Christ.
It's my little hobby. I like the Braves. But at least now I can fucking...
I forgot that there's that many games. Yeah. I forget that baseball's got that many games.
Let me tell you this real quick. I know you don't care about sports, but this was exciting. Even though, okay, moral victory. The Mets were in first place. The Mets and the Braves and the Phillies are all in the same division, and the goal is to win your division at the end of the year.
The goal is to win the games.
Have the best record.
Sure.
The Mets led 162 games, right? The Mets were in first place for like 158 games.
Mm-hmm.
157, 158. And on that 158th game, the Braves caught them. And on the 159th, we surpassed them, and then we won. We won the division. That's like doing a NASCAR race where you got 500 laps. Imagine winning the whole race till about lap 498, and then this guy, and then we win. Well, so, if nothing, there's a moral victory.
Well, for your own well-being, Dave, I'm rooting for Georgia.
Yeah. So I think Georgia's got it in the bank today.
I got no allegiance to these other teams, but we'll see. We've got some overtime coming, and we got a show to do in a half hour. We'll see how it goes.
Better get over there. Patreon.com/boogiemonster, $4 a month. Patreon content, spread the word, tell a friend. Come see us on the road. Kyle will be in Addison. I'll be in Memphis, Birmingham, and Atlanta.
Guillotine deli slicer.
There you go.
Fry it on a little mini electric chair.
Guillotine deli slicer. Serve it. That's a band name.
Serve it in a coffin. Inject it, lethal injection of some flavor.
I like it.
And then you slice it and you fry it.
All right, buddy. Happy Halloween.
The Boogie Monster.
Network.